Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you do it by yourself? You can't do it in this sport by yourself. It takes everybody. I can't be great without the greatness of others. Period.
Here's what we talked about.
Doubt, criticism, and hate, right? You got to bell block all that out.
Hate.
Well, it's the same deal with praise.
Hate.
Block it out.
Block it out.
So now we're getting praised. Put your f***ing head down and work, because there's nothing like the work. What was the line, Tyler? Treat praise like perfume. Smell it, sniff it, whatever you got to do with it, don't drink it.
That's
us,
Joe.
Don't you go drinking perfume,
you. We the haters never had an idea or a thought to drink perfume.
Block it out.
Block it out.
I can see how Sirianni gets gets them fired up in those.
This is a rally cry.
This is his thing.
No, this is a rally cry. Because to them, we are the bad guy, because we say all kind of mean and hurtful things about him.
Well, now he's twisting. I think Sirianni's actually
talking about praise there.
Yeah, he's twisting it around to you saying they're a Super Bowl contender.
That's fine. And that's fine.
Don't listen to
Block
you.
Because it's my job.
Listen, I am a fan. I am a fan that just so happened to play the game. Just so happened to play the game here in Philadelphia. So I get it. But that's my job, is to be a fanatic and to show my fandom on this station. Your job, coach, is to make sure that you get this team and keep them locked in and get us where we need to be.
I agree.
And if it takes me, if you want to call me a hater, then so be it. If you want to block out what I'm saying, then you should. But the bottom line is this: you better be ready to play Sunday.
That's right.
Because guess what's going to happen if you go out there and lay a big old stinky turd?
To the Jaguars?
Yeah, all that praise and adulation that you got this week. Are we going to turn on you?
Yeah, and then we'll say, what happened? I told you so, Douglas.
Yeah.
This team was Super Bowl contenders, don't lose to the Jaguars.
Yeah, and I'm going to be mad at you Monday, but I'll be back on that train, because I know that, you know, one loss does not make or break the season, but still, I'm going to talk bad about you Monday.
Of course.
Believe that. But, that's my job.
Well, it is your job. It's also Sirianni's job to get the team
motivated to get ready to go.
And to buy into everything in these team meetings. Jason Kelce on with the morning show today, as he is every Thursday morning. He's been talking about this for years. I mean, years ago he said Sirianni is the best team meeting coach he's ever had. And that, I think that's pretty high praise, considering he played for Doug Peterson. He played for Andy Reid. I can't imagine Chip's a good team meeting guy. I mean, Chip Kelly's just awkward in every way. But Andy Reid knows what he's doing. Doug sounds like, remember when he did the whole ice cream thing? Let's go get some ice cream. Who wouldn't want someone leading a meeting that gives you ice cream afterwards? Doug seems like a good team meeting guy. Here's Kelce this morning on Sirianni and team meetings.
We've been saying this for years. I really think Nick is great in the team meeting room. Yeah. I think it's, he communicates really well. He gets across the message that needs to be said to the team. He keeps guys accountable. This is really the strength, in my opinion, of Nick in that building, is how he communicates, how he holds people accountable, the messaging that he's saying. And I think that's the right messaging. I mean, they played a really good game. That doesn't mean anything. They got to put these together back to back. They still got to keep improving. You know, the reason they played well this past week is because they improved on all these mistakes they've made in previous games, and the defense has gotten a lot better. The offense has gotten a lot better. They're really starting to hone things in, but that process still has to continue. There's still things, even though they played well this past week, that they need to clean up.
I like how you said keep each other accountable. He's got to keep them accountable. Yeah. Kind of like we keep you accountable here.
Yeah. For the most part, or bully. I like to use the word bully.
I think it's accountability.
I like the word bully.
Like when Kyle's mad at that tweet, this
delete
morning.
Delete the tweet.
Bully. Yeah. Bully.
I like to call it accountability.
It must be deleted.
What happened to free speech and freedom of expression?
We don't do that. Delete it.
Yeah, that's for the
so
real world.
Evil.
This
so
is WIP.
So
this is
evil.
In the real world, you don't just say, oh, willy-nilly, I'll change my name to Juan Gilio on WIP.
Yeah, that right
you
there.
You do it.
We operate under a different set of rules.
Yes. That right there, that dog ain't going to hunt, dog.
Delete the tweet.
The objective, I'm focused on one thing at a time. I'll cross bridges when I get to them. I'm focused on getting Juan Soto. I mean, has anyone tried harder to get Juan Soto here than me? I've been doing this for years. Every year, I've been sacrificing something for Soto. First, it was Bryce Harper. People were mad at that. That's okay. I kind of got that. I've realized that would be a little, you know, a little bit controversial.
Little merch.
Then I tried what I thought was a very reasonable idea, is to ship Trey Turner out of town to get Juan Soto here.
That was a lot.
It was obviously the right idea. People didn't like that. That's okay.
That was a lot, though.
I don't think people are as attached to my name as they are to Bryce Harper and Trey Turner.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one's going to care about this. Well, one person will, but I'll figure that out. Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Before I get to my Micah Parsons and the softness of the Dallas Cowboys, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Yesterday you said Burt Reynolds' best performance was Smokey and the Bandit.
Where's the lie?
Burt Reynolds was playing Burt Reynolds. Okay, wasn't he good?
Okay, where's the lie? But where did I lie, though?
Boogie Nights?
You talk about when he was, I forgot what he was called, the captain or whatever?
Smokey and the Bandit?
Smokey and the Bandit was his best performance. And the best little whorehouse in Texas was pretty good, too. But Smokey and the Bandit is absolutely the best. And when he was Hooper.
Burt Reynolds. He was just playing himself.
Hooper was good. He was good in Hooper, too.
He was playing Burt Reynolds. He was playing Burt Reynolds in Cannonball Run. And Cannibal Run 2.
In Deliverance, he didn't play Burt Reynolds. He was good
right,
in that, too.
He was acting. It was called acting.
Smokey and the Bandit is the absolute best movie that Burt Reynolds has ever made. He's made a lot of good movies, though.
So I pulled up a list. Someone ranked Burt Reynolds' best performances. That was sixth, your pick, Hugh.
What was first?
First was The Longest Yard.
That wasn't that great. Mm. Not Smoking the Bandit. Sixth, that's blasphemy.
Deliverance was second. Boogie Nights was third.
Deliverance was a good movie. Creepy.
Starting Over was fourth. Fifth was The End. And then sixth, they put Smokey the Bandit in there.
God. Help us. Please.
All right, what do you got today? What are you complaining about today, Jim?
I got more to complain with. All right, please tell me, who are the top three or four Eagles defensive guys? Who are the top three or four?
N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe?
I'm going to say.
Jalen Carter.
Cooper DeJean.
I like that one.
We had N'Kobe and Cooper DeJean over Jalen Carter.
Smith. No, I'm naming them. I'm not naming them in any particular order.
I would say Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Josh Sweat, Cooper DeJean right now.
Okay,
that'd be my four right now. I don't know. It's kind of hard to rank them, actually. They're all kind of similar, other than Carter. I think they're all kind of, you know, B players right now. But go ahead.
Let me get to my point. Okay, please. Now, let's just say they're all hurt. They're all hurt.
Are you making excuses for the Cowboys?
Yeah, kind of like Mike and them.
What have I done to deserve this?
Go and play Baltimore, Detroit, and San Francisco, and tell me how you're going to end up.
Nobody cares. I mean, you realize that, right? Like, there's no sympathy for the Cowboys on WIP, Jim.
They're all hurt. They're all hurt. So don't just say they're soft. Hugh Douglas, who were the four best defensive players when you played? If they were all hurt, you guys wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Hugh Douglas.
Excuses.
Brian Dawkins.
Hugh was hurt, and they went to the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Yeah, it was.
That was kind of Hugh at the end, though.
Yeah, it was cooked. Yo, you can say it. It was cooked.
Yeah, that was cooked, Hugh.
Are we ever going to get a Sixers season ticket holder to call in and please tell us why you would spend all that money on a season ticket for the Sixers? Because most people go there just because they're bored. They have nothing else to do, Hugh Douglas.
He's calling you out. He's calling you out.
He's talking about the Sixers game.
Well, yeah, he's saying that you basically got to be an idiot to buy Sixers season tickets.
I mean, people are there. People watching.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think people love basketball.
Yeah.
And they have a right to be excited about the team. It's the team's fault that they're lying to their customers.
God.
Are you done, Jim? I'm done. That's enough. How about Jim calling trying to get sympathy for the Cowboys? Nobody cares. I mean, that's the bottom line is nobody cares. Jason in Atlantic City, he cares about the Eagles and where they're going. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Jason, what's up, buddy?
I feel like we'll see this week. Like you said, this week could be a trap game, you know, but I like the way that we're headed. I talked to the guys in the morning show and told them we needed to put a fullback back there. And they acted like I was crazy.
Ben Van Sumeren. We got a fullback now, Jason.
Yes.
Get him on the field.
Yes, we do. Because the league evolved into this RPO and everything. And I think it's going to go back to what it was. You know what I mean? And incorporate both sides of the offense. But I love the way that the defense is headed. What do you guys think about Calais Campbell?
He's a pretty decent player. He's been playing a long time. He's in Miami, isn't he?
He is in Miami.
Yeah, but it's a possibility we could trade for him.
I like that name, Jason. He's been around. He's a vet. I still think he's a you know, productive player.
Yep.
I like that. Plus, I always liked, isn't he like 6'8"? I feel like he's batted down a lot of passes over the years. Yeah. Just like, you know, that when you play a shorter quarterback, they try to throw over the middle, just spotting the ball down. I like that idea.
Yeah. I just have a feeling it's going to be us against an undefeated Kansas City team in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be so much pressure on them to complete it. We take the Lombardi home.
Jason, I like that.
Remember, I said it here.
What?
There we go.
Jason, you went on this bus trip?
Sing it, Jason.
Oh, why not, man?
Yes.
I love it.
We're loading them up.
We didn't got everybody on the trip.
Yeah, we don't have permission yet, but we're doing it.
Crazy.
Eagles against an this is the first time someone has called in and said that. The Chiefs are undefeated. The next game is in November. We're entering November with an undefeated NFL team, and I feel like it's gotten very little play. Have you noticed that? There's been more about Richardson and the Hail Mary.
Because there's been so many other intriguing storylines. The fact that the Jets are looking like they're a garbage team.
Fire. They play tonight. Yeah.
And Kansas, I think because early on in the season, the storyline for the Kansas City Chiefs is that the refs were helping them out. You know,
it's silly.
Yeah, I heard that quite a bit. So I think that's why people they're flying under the radar.
How many Travis more Kelce? Wins, though, until it becomes a story? They're undefeated.
Man, I don't think it's a big story because this is kind of like old hat. Now, if they were struggling, that would be something
different.
But
at some point, will they go undefeated will be a story, right? I know it's not yet, but I don't know. If they win three more games and they're 9-10-0?
I don't know. I think with all the other intriguing storylines in the NFL, that might not happen for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, but at some point it will.
Like at some point. But it won't.
If we get to Thanksgiving and they're undefeated, it's a huge story.
Yeah, it's like, but it's still
I think they've got a shot to go undefeated.
You think there's an about a team that's going for a three-peat
that's
undefeated?
No, I didn't say that. I said
right now
there are so many other storylines that it's not a big deal. And a lot of people felt early on that they were referee-aided in some of the wins that they got.
But that's not going to – 5 years from now, we look at that record.
Ain't nobody cares about that, but that's what –
referee thing.
But right now, the NFL is driven by the intriguing storylines.
Well, sure. But, like, don't you feel like this is – a very under the radar storyline.
No, it is. And I was asked, why do I think it's not a big story? And that's the reasoning why I think it's not a big story.
My theory is because they don't blow anyone out. It's like they're not impressive.
Squeaking past, squeaker.
Yeah, Mahomes isn't lighting the world
on
fire.
It's almost wrong with the Chiefs, and then they win every game.
Yeah, because the year I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Patriots did it. They were skunking,
dominating.
Teams.
It was 50-14 those games. Yeah, this looks different, but undefeated is undefeated. All right, 215-592-9494. We hear from a couple Cowboys later on about their quarterback. They're not giving Dak much praise. You got to hear this. Plus, Greg Cosell, he was very critical of Jalen Hurts last week. Did he change his tune after what he saw against the Bengals? You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494, plus some advice from Hugh to me. Coming up next, are you ready to say right now the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender? We'll discuss at Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. What's up, my friends over at FanDuel? Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. How about tonight? Let's go with Breece Hall over rushing yards. I'll go C.J. Stroud under 1.5 passing touchdowns. And give me the under on the game. Ugly game. Texans-Jets. And I visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. 21 plus and present. Welcome back. Spooky version of the Midday Show here on a Halloween.
Ooh.
Are you ready for some trick-or-treating tonight?
Nope.
What?
Nope. I'm not trick-or-treating. Don't knock on my door.
But you're giving out candy, though, right?
Nope. I'm going to go in there and turn off all the lights. Turn off the lights.
You know what's going to happen, though. The whole neighborhood's going to say, how about this new guy? Moved in, no
candy.
Don't
give out no candy. I'm like, hey, my bad.
I mean, you could put the bucket outside the door, too, with the take one sign.
I ain't got a bucket, no.
What do you mean you don't got a bucket?
I ain't got a bucket. And in the neighborhood that I'm in, they decorated it real nice, too. There's some houses out there that got, they got, like, spiders and like octopuses and stuff.
Octopuses?
Well, it's like, you know, the scale, like the house is turning into like an octopus, yeah. Like the little things hanging out. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't knock on my door.
Well, you better keep up with the Joneses next year. You got to start decorating.
No, I'm not.
Christmas lights up.
No, definitely not putting up no Christmas lights.
Well, you could pay to someone. Someone will do it for you.
No, I've already gotten a little note to say.
Your neighborhood hue now. It's a different hue.
I've gotten a note that already said, hey, we'll do this and do that. No, y'all good, y'all.
Is that in the bracket of 64 friendly neighborhood hue?
Yes.
I'm trying not to be friendly.
It's a lower seed.
But people be speaking all the time, and I got to speak back.
Well, because in neighborhoods, people are friendly to each other.
Yeah, they are. They be like, hi. And I be like, hey. Leave me alone.
No, you can't do that. You can't. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh's going to give me some advice on how to navigate the personal aspects of potentially changing my name legally to Juan Julio if the Phillies do sign Juan Soto over the next couple months. So we'll get to that. First, though, before we get back to your phone calls, we got to let you hear this. Greg Cosell, very critical last week of Jalen Hurts and his ability to be a throwing quarterback, really the offense to function. He said last week it was a very hard offense to watch. They became a running offense. Well, then this past week, Jalen went out, had a good game, 13-13 in the second half. Maybe Greg Cosell watched the film and changed his mind. Or maybe he didn't. Here's Greg Cosell on Jalen Hurts.
Not a great progression leader, and coaches who coach him will tell you that. I've had those conversations. So, you know, what stood out last week, I thought, and I don't know if you got to see much of that game. I know you're obviously you do the Eagles in the preseason, but I thought their O-line was phenomenal. I charted a number of his throws, and he had 4+ seconds on a lot of his throws to sit in the pocket, and there was no one around him. So there was nothing to react to.
Wait a minute. Is this the game that we just played?
This is the Bengals. So he was on the Ross Tucker football podcast, I believe, there. So what would you make of that? I mean, the one I can't speak to the coaches he spoke to that coached Jalen in the past that gave him that information. What I will acknowledge at the end, he said, Jalen on a couple of those stories did have a long time, right? The bomb to Devontae, it did feel like the blocking was amazing. He had like a big, clean pocket, and he sat in there for a while.
I don't see the problem with that.
But that's not going to happen often, right?
It's not. But there were throws that he made where they were on time and they were on point. They were precision throws. Listen, Greg Cosell, he knows a lot about football, and I would never say that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because obviously he does, because he watches the film. He watches a different type of film than we watch on a daily basis. But I think that's some heavy criticism over a guy that looked like he was in command of the offense last week. And the fact that the offensive line blocked well, I don't see that as a negative. They protect the quarterback. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't pull the ball down and ran. He put the ball in the hand of his playmakers. Now, if you want to make the criticism that, you know, he made these throws because he had the time and he needs to be better, that I would agree with that. But it just sounds like after a win like the one that they had, that's kind of a harsh criticism. A little harsh. Yeah, but, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
It did feel a little bit like I'm not changing my position off of one game.
Like I'm
and
dug
that's
in.
Okay. Yeah, that, and listen.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's we all analyze the game differently. We all see the game differently. And that's okay. Because the way that you see the game, Joe, might not be the same way that I saw it. And obviously for him, he's been around some great quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see it that way. I saw, and for that matter, Jaws, who played quarterback, saw a quarterback that was in command. They saw somebody that was comfortable in the pocket and somebody that is starting to embrace this offense.
Yeah, so I agree with the point that it's one game you can't overreact, but I also you have to acknowledge it's another element of data in a new offense, right? There's a chance here that Jalen's just getting more comfortable in this offense, and that's why he stayed in the pocket. That's why he seemed to be look more comfortable on Sunday, and then we see more of that. I mean, I think it's okay. I know DeCamera this week was kind of on that train. Like, one game doesn't change the whole reality of Jalen, and that's true.
This is a good game. The reality of the NFL. NFL is week to week. It's a week to week proposition, and just like we just sat here and talked about the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. And their undefeated run is a non-story. If they lose this weekend, I don't even know who they're playing, but if they lose this weekend and it's not pretty, that's going to be the story.
Sure. I think they host Tampa, which they're going to win.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things. I understand that we like to talk about bodies of work and all that other stuff, but I can guarantee you most players and most ex-players, it's a week-to-week thing, and that's why it changes from week to week. I remember watching when we watched the what is it called? The faculty, the facility, or whatever it's called. They changed the way that they feel about the quarterbacks week to week.
Well, speaking of the facility, one of their stars of their show is LeSean McCoy. He'll be with us tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. tomorrow. LeSean McCoy on the Midday Show. Frank,
call nobody back.
Well, you could bring that up with him tomorrow. You called Shady. Apparently didn't get a response. Maybe his response is just showing up at 11.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in my feelings, though.
You going to bring this up to him before we get on the air or on the air?
All depends. Like, you know, you don't talk about family business on there, but it just all depends because he might be late because he got a lot going on.
And now, are you both? I guess he doesn't get his because you got a jacket, right?
I got a jacket. You
went in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I was wondering
if you like. I'm going to be in the room tomorrow with. I'm going to be the only non-Eagles Hall of Famer in the room.
Am I going to wear my jacket? I don't know. I put it. I forgot.
You misplaced it.
I don't know. It's somewhere.
Ew.
I ain't unpacked a lot. Like, in my defense, I ain't unpacked a whole lot.
I mean,
lot.
The guy that's in a Where's Waldo outfit doesn't know where his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket
is. It's somewhere. I got it. I mean, I got it.
Okay.
It's somewhere.
Well,
I got it.
Hopefully Shady holds on to his a little tighter. Let's talk to Frank and Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What are you thinking, Frank?
What's up?
Hey, listen, with all respect, and I can't believe no one's mentioned this yet. Stop. I didn't see him get defended not one time like he's been getting defended the last year. He didn't blitz him once to the right. Did you see him go once to the right and throw the ball? I don't remember one time he went to the right.
I think he threw a comeback to AJ on the right, but it was mostly left or middle on Sunday.
Yeah. But can you say that he got it looks like he got defended like totally opposite of what everyone's been doing to him.
So you're saying we should take it with a grain of salt, Frank? Is that it?
Well, of course. I mean, he did have like that one pocket was about 20 yards in a radius. I mean, you know, when he threw that deep ball, you were talking about, look, he's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not. And these pushes, they better be an asterisk at the end of his career because when he's got two times the amount of the next guy, that's going to be a little weird.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be an asterisk.
He didn't mess him up.
Well, I know it's not, but there should be. I mean, when he's getting dragged in the end zone by a tight end and a running back, it's whatever. It's lame. It's really lame. When you got Saquon Barkley back there, I don't even know if he can throw a crossing route. A little crosser out to A.J. Brown with it 2 yards out. The window might be too small for him there, to be honest with you. And you're mumbling, but they do it every time.
Because it's effective. But why would they not? If it's effective.
It's effective, but if you're a great receiver and you can get that TD just as easy, you're A.J. Brown, you're going to be like, yo, man, like I can do this too.
No, I mean, Frank, listen, hold on.
Coping mechanism.
Sometimes my issue with the tush push is that
yours is about
dollars and cents. mine is when they have a third and eight and they run a play for 7 yards because they know the tush push is like there for them. I don't love that, and it's not a very aesthetically pleasing play to watch from just but it works. Like who can if it's 90% effective and they're on the goal line, why would they do anything else?
He was a touchdown vulture this weekend, though.
He's been his whole career.
I didn't like that, especially when I had some money on that thing.
I have advice for you. Start betting Jalen Hurts touchdowns.
That's not as fun.
Why?
Because, I mean, I guess that is a given. Yeah. That's a given with the way that he'd be vulturing. He'd be pilfering touchdowns.
Is betting about fun or is it about winning money?
Well, it is about winning money.
There you go.
I might take a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown this weekend.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that? He's not going to do it.
The week you bet it, they don't do it.
Yeah.
That's the way
that's
it works.
That's how it usually works.
Chris in Downingtown, I believe, is a Sixers season ticket holder. Hey, Chris.
Hello. First off, Hugh, I wouldn't take Jalen Hurts plus 110 for a touchdown when you can take anyone else plus 300. I'm with you on that one.
But you're more likely to win the bet on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I want a lot of reward. Not a little reward.
You got to help me out with this because I don't understand.
Well, you know it. Like,
you're talking about the 300 plus 300 or three, minus 300.
3-1, okay, right? Yeah. So if it's an even.
3-1.
If it's plus 100, you bet $10, you win $10. Plus right. 300, you win 30 here.
See, Chris, I'm the person that when they bet, they bet the mascots. I'm the mascot better.
He wanted to bet Tobias Harris yesterday and then got upset at us.
And no, they wouldn't let me bet it. They wouldn't let me. I could have won money on that. They wouldn't let me bet it.
I want to tell you guys, I'm the definition of insanity. We started 10 years ago trusting this process and got season tickets. It's turned into, we wanted to cancel last year after the whole playoff and everything, and then we realized that we had already prepaid for the playoffs and started paying for 2025, and we were already $3,000 into our payments, so we couldn't cancel.
So, Alec, take us through how you're feeling right now, because obviously, as a season ticket holder, they are not telling us the truth about Embiid.
No, they're not, and I'm back to where I started, which was I had tickets, and nobody wanted my tickets. Oh, the Lakers are coming? Oh, you got tickets? Let me get the Lakers tickets. The only tickets people want from me are going to be anything that's the attraction is the other team, because we don't even know who's going to come out for our team. I go to a home opener, and I don't even get to see Embiid play. Like, I'm getting robbed left and right, and they're sitting there. They already got my money. They got $8,000 sitting there. We split it up between a bunch of us, but we're all done. I'm finished. Like, I can't take this anymore.
Chris, I get it.
So what are you gonna do? Like when it comes to the season ticket holder thing, like
because you got February, I am not renewing.
Oh, okay. So they got their money already.
No, they have it for this year.
Yeah. That's
right. So you're on a payment plan throughout the year, and I have to tell them by February, which is great because in February we're going to be in the playoff run, right? Oh, here we are. We're going to be the fifth seed or fourth seed. Oh, here we're doing well. Okay, we're going to make a run for it. And then, all right, well, I don't want to cancel because, you know, I'm going to be there next year, and they're going to win it. We're going to be there. Nope, nothing happened. We lost in the first round. Oh, we lost in the first round. Oh, we lose. Oh, we lose.
Well, everyone has a boiling point, Chris. And I bet you and a lot of others, Chris, we appreciate the call, are there with the Sixers. So yesterday, I think Howard asked the question, you know, to Nick Nurse about the idea of, you know, about the fans and how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers are fined $100,000 by the NBA. I don't know where that money goes. But I would love if people got their money back for the games that the Sixers were not honest. Like, they can't control an injury. Mm-hmm. They can't control an injury, right?
Talking about the Paul George situation.
Yeah, or Embiid, right? They can't control that he's hurt or his knee is weak or whatever. But they can control the flow of information they're giving about their own players. And they misled people. There's no other way to say it. They misled people for weeks. They knew, if I had to guess conservatively, they knew 2 weeks before the opener, he wasn't playing the opening game. They knew it. And they didn't tell anyone. So if you have tickets to that game, whether you bought them on the secondary market or you own them anyway, like our last caller, you should be annoyed. Give them their money back or a voucher for another game.
See, this is where, for me, it gets a little murky because I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of trust Coach Nurse a little bit.
But is he being forced to say what he says?
I think he's, for him, this situation has been fluid, and he's trying to figure it out. And I think he just sits up there. I just have a feeling this is more on Joel. And it's part of the organization, but this is more on Joel. I think Joel has, for whatever reason, I think that Joel has his crew and his trainers or whatever to say, no, he can't go today. It just feels like that to me. It feels like more so that, and the team is held hostage from this and they don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's probably some of that. There's been a lot of that over the years. But someone's got to be the adult in the room. I mean, like, and it's obviously not. They don't have one. I mean, that's the problem. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, I think I need some advice here from Hugh, because, you know, it came up earlier that, you know, we're sacrificing for Soto as a station. Great.
Wait a minute. I was like, where the hell is that music coming from?
You scared?
No, I was a little, I thought my phone was acting up again. I was like, wait a minute.
I would have gave you a dirty look if that was.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't like that. So it came up earlier. So, you know, afternoon show unveiled Sacrifice for Soto. I think it's a great idea. And I'm willing to, you know, change my name. I'll go from Joe Giglio to Juan Giglio to kind of welcome Juan Soto to Philadelphia if the Phillies do indeed sign him. Of course, you know, I got to broach the subject at home. I have to tell my family, tell my wife that my name legally would be different. Hugh, you have any advice for me on how I should kind of go about that?
Well, first of all, you kind of messed up already because you let the people on air know before you told your wife
so
that you was even thinking about this.
That's Jack's fault.
That's a problem.
I mean, Jack brought that to the air before I was prepared to go to the air. So then when am I supposed to do that?
So now I suggest that you go immediately because here's the bad part about it.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, some of her coworkers listened to the show, right?
Oh, this has probably already made its way around.
Oh, so you need to go home immediately, and you need to explain this in the best way that you possibly can. But the advice would have been before this happened. This is one of those ones you need to roll out right before dinner or right when you know you and the kids are hanging out and everybody's kind of like doing like arts and craft time homework.
We carved pumpkins last night.
Yeah. You should have said, hey, you know what? You know, we're doing, you know, me and Hugh, we're thinking about doing this show bit. Say it in a joking way. Mm. That's what you should have did. You said, yeah, I'm thinking about changing my name and just let it breathe. Just don't say nothing else. Just throw it out there and let her say, oh, you know, and let her mill that around a little bit. That would have been the best thing to do. And if she comes back to it, then you'll say, I would have said something like, oh, well, you know, it might not happen because, you know, he's going to ask for a whole lot of money. Da, 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 da. Like, you got a soft seller. But now, Joe, because I'm pretty sure if they've told your wife, she's probably gone back to listen to what was actually said.
Yeah, like when I said I would change my name to Juan.
Now you got a whole problem when you get home.
There's also this, you know, you could do things different ways, right? You could get ahead of it, or you could wait to see if cross that bridge when you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a real chance the Phillies don't sign Juan Soto, so we just kind of lay low until he signs with whoever he signs with.
No, but you put it like,
and then we go you know all in.
No, but this is the problem because you put it out there on the show today. Which she probably went back on the Odyssey app to listen to.
Which everyone should, by the way.
Yeah. And she's listening to what you're saying. See, this is the problem I used to have when I was trying to date, because I quit trying to date. It's hard doing this job and trying to date.
And that outfit couldn't help.
This outfit ain't helping at all. But what happens is people tend to forget that this is, you know, this is art. We're trying to be entertaining.
Yeah.
But you, my friend, you made a bet that you're going to have to kind of live up to. So now she doesn't understand that.
Right, but there's
you need to explain
there's
that.
Some qualifications. My initials wouldn't change. Still JG. That
Joe,
doesn't change at all.
That is not, that dog is not going to hunt.
It's
you're going to have a whole
problem.
It's a very
small change.
You're going to have a whole problem.
It's just a few letters here
and
there.
She didn't marry Juan.
No.
She didn't marry Juan.
Everyone can still call me Joe.
I mean, I'm calling you Juan.
I know you are.
Joe, I'm going to call
you Juan. But everyone else can still call me Joe.
Joe, I'm going to call you Juan every day. If you change your
My name. Question is, what do your kids do when they see the mail?
I actually think that's the biggest issue.
And it
issue.
Says Juan Giglio.
Yeah, because I actually think that's the biggest hurdle I have to get through.
Juan.
Because then they're going to think they could change their names too, like on a whim, right? Like, who do you want to change your name today? Change your name. But we were like, we shouldn't be doing that. So I've set a bad example. But guys, I want Juan Soto here.
Juan!
If people don't get this by now, I'm trying to get Juan Soto to Philadelphia. That's it. I mean, like, that's the objective. Sometimes you got to deal with some other things along the way. Kyle, should I be taking life advice from a guy dressed the way he was today?
Yes.
See that guy? He looks ridiculous.
You're being real serious and real reflective with me.
No way.
Where's Waldo outfit?
Take it from a guy who's been talked to like a 2-year-old by his wife
plenty of times. You're dressed as Waldo.
He's divorced now because he screwed that up. You don't want to be me. I'm just saying.
I'm picturing you being in trouble, like hanging your head down in shame with the Waldo outfit on.
No, I remember when Simona, when she used to get mad at me, she never really yelled, except for that one time. I thought she was about to kill me. But either way, neither here nor there. But she would always talk to me and let me work through what I did and make me, and she had a knack of making me feel real stupid. Like when I said so at the point I was like, well, okay, maybe that was the case, you know. So it might not be like that for you, but I feel like you need to go home immediately after you get off of work. And you'd be like, hey, you know, just tell her about the bit and do your best. to get past that. But I just don't think that dog's going to hunt. I think she's going to have a real problem with you being Juan Gilio.
Well, again, this is out of
You're going to confuse a lot of people.
It's out of my control. This is on the Phillies, and it's on Scott Boras. You make it sound like I'm not doing anything. I'm just reacting to what they do.
No, I feel like you're up. She's going to feel like you're trying to up the ante.
Well, I now am she's, for the Phillies.
She's probably now trying to gather as much information. Because, you know, the funny part about when people tell stories, when they get it from secondhand, honey or girl, Joe on the air talking about changing his name. She's like, what? What you mean? Not my Joe, not my husband. That's something that we need to talk about. And since you ain't talked about it, that's going to be your biggest mistake right there.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it to her, and she heard it secondhand. That's going to be a problem, a hurdle that you're probably not going to get over.
You keep focusing on what I've done wrong. I'm looking for now. Looking for now the moving forward.
Every red-blooded American man out there that has been in this situation will tell you it's not the fact that you're doing it. It's the fact that you didn't tell her.
Can we be honest? There's no red-blooded American man that has offered to change his name from Joe to Juan to get the Phillies to sign Juan Soto. I'm the only one.
I'm just saying stupid stuff. Like, I'm not saying what you're doing is stupid. But I'm just saying, when we mess up, it's not so much. I mean, it is that we messed up, but it's like you didn't discuss the mess up.
You have a lot of experience in this realm. It's just very hard to take you seriously right now in that outfit. Like, you know, it's hard.
It's gonna hit hard when she says, it's gonna hurt too when she says, it's like I don't even know you. Like, that one hurts. When you get hit with, it's like I don't even know you, and
would
she's going
to
say it.
Would that be the time to throw in the joke? Well, you can get to know Juan.
No, that probably would. You probably shouldn't do that either, though. I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
Mrs. Gilio, if you're listening, this is kind of what we do. We got Kyle's a bully. Joe hijacked
This was a Lakin thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, our boss is a bully.
Because we threw it out that was the first idea that came to my head. Like, I'll change my name to Juan. And he was like, yeah, let's go for it. If this goes south, this is
delete the tweet, Hugh.
See, now that's a bully move.
You're someone to talk. I mean, you're the one out here. I told you someone to buy it.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I just find the irony.
215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls up next segment. Are you ready to say Super Bowl for the Eagles? Are you ready to call them a real contender? Juan Soto is officially a free agent. Plus, you got to hear Cowboys players, two of them, talk about NFL quarterbacks. And they rank the best ones right now. They left a certain quarterback off their list. You're going to hear that next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. That sounds really good. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back. Spooky version of the Midday Show here on a Halloween.
Ooh.
Are you ready for some trick-or-treat tonight?
Nope.
What?
Nope. I'm not trick-or-treating. Don't knock on my door.
But you're giving out candy, though, right?
Nope. I'm going to go in there and turn off all the lights. turn off the lights.
You know what's going to happen, though. The whole neighborhood's going to say, how about this new guy? Moved in, no
don't
candy.
Don't give out no candy. I'm like, hey, my bad.
I mean, you could put the bucket outside the door with the take one sign.
I ain't got a bucket, no.
You don't got a bucket.
I ain't got a bucket. And in the neighborhood that I'm in, they decorated it real nice, too. There's some houses out there that they got like, spiders and like octopuses and stuff.
Octopuses?
Well, it's like, you know, the scale, like the house is turning into like an octopus, yeah. Like the little things hanging out. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't knock on my door.
Well, you better keep up with the Joneses next year. You got to start decorating.
No, I'm not.
Christmas lights up.
No, definitely not putting up no Christmas lights.
Well, you could pay to someone. Someone will do it for you.
No, I've already gotten a little note to say.
Your neighborhood Hugh now. It's a different Hugh.
I've gotten a note that already said, hey, we'll do this and do that. No, y'all good, y'all.
Is that in the bracket of 64 friendly neighborhood Hugh?
Yes.
I'm trying not to be friendly.
The lower seed.
But people be speaking all the time, and I got to speak back.
Well, because in neighborhoods, people are friendly to each other.
Yeah, they are. They be like, hi. And I be like, hey. Leave me alone.
No, you can't do that. You can't. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh's going to give me some advice on how to navigate the personal aspects of potentially changing my name legally to Juan Gileo if the Phillies do sign Juan Soto over the next couple months. So we'll get to that. First, though, before we get back to your phone calls, we got to let you hear this. Greg Cosell, very critical last week of Jalen Hurts and his ability to be a throwing quarterback, really, the offense to function. He said last week it was a very hard offense to watch. They became a running offense. Well, then this past week, Jalen went out, had a good game, 13-13 in the second half. Maybe Greg Cosell watched the film and changed his mind. Or maybe he didn't. Here's Greg Cosell on Jalen Hurts. Well, I think what
people have to understand. Wait a minute. Is this the game that we just played?
This is the Bengals. He was on the Ross Tucker football podcast, I believe, there. So what would you make of that? I mean, the one I can't speak to the coaches he spoke to that coached Jalen in the past that gave him that information. What I will acknowledge at the end, he said, Jalen on a couple of those stories did have a long time, right? The bomb to Devontae, it did feel like the blocking was amazing. He had like a big clean pocket and he sat in there for a while.
I don't see the problem with that.
But that's not going to happen often, right?
It's not. But there were throws that he made where they were on time and they were on point. They were precision throws. Listen. Greg Cosell, he knows a lot about football, and I would never say that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because obviously he does, because he watches the film. He watches a different type of film than we watch on a daily basis. But I think that's some heavy criticism over a guy that looked like he was in command of the offense last week, and the fact that the offensive line blocked well, I don't see that as a negative. They protect the quarterback. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't pull the ball down and ran. He put the ball in the hand of his playmakers. Now, if you want to make the criticism that, you know, he made these throws because he had the time and he needs to be better, that I would agree with that. But it just sounds like after a win like the one that they had, that's kind of a harsh criticism. A little harsh. Yeah, but, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
It did feel a little bit like I'm not changing my position off of one game.
Like I'm
and
dug
that's
in.
Okay. Yeah, and listen.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's we all analyze the game differently. We all see the game differently. And that's okay. Because the way that you see the game, Joe, might not be the same way that I saw it. And obviously for him, he's been around some great quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see it that way. I saw and for that matter, Jaws, who played quarterback, saw a quarterback that was in command. They saw somebody that was comfortable in the pocket and somebody that is starting to embrace this offense.
Yeah, so I agree with the point that it's one game, you can't overreact. But I also, you have to acknowledge it's another element of data in a new offense, right? There's a chance here that Jalen's just getting more comfortable in this offense, and that's why he stayed in the pocket. That's why he seemed to be look more comfortable on Sunday, and then we see more of that. I mean, I think it's okay. I know DeCamera this week was kind of on that train. Like one game doesn't change reality of Jalen, and that's true.
This is the reality of the NFL. NFL is week to week. It's a week to week proposition, and just like we just sat here and talked about the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. And their undefeated run is a non-story. If they lose this weekend, I don't even know who they're playing, but if they lose this weekend and it's not pretty, that's going to be the story.
Sure. I think they host Tampa, which they're going
to
win.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things. I understand that we like to talk about bodies of work and all that other stuff, but I can guarantee you most players and most ex-players, it's a week-to-week thing, and that's why it changes from week to week. I can remember watching when we watched the what's it called, the faculty, the facility, or whatever it's called. They changed the way that they feel about the quarterbacks week to week.
Well, speaking of the facility, one of their stars of their show is LeSean McCoy. He will be with us tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. tomorrow. LeSean McCoy on the midday show. Frank, well, you could bring that up with him tomorrow. You called Shady, apparently didn't get a response. Maybe his response is just showing up here at 11.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in my feelings, though.
You going to bring this up to him before we get on the air or on the air?
All depends. Like, you know, you don't talk about family business on there, but it just all depends because he might be late because he got a lot going on.
And now, are you both? Well, I guess he doesn't get his because you got a jacket, right?
I got a jacket.
When you went in the Eagles Hall of Fame, I was wondering if you like. I'm going to be in the room tomorrow with. I'm going to be the only non-Eagles Hall of Famer in the room.
Am I going to wear my jacket? I don't know. I put it. I forgot.
You misplaced it?
I don't know. It's somewhere.
You.
I ain't unpacked a lot. Like in my defense. I ain't unpacked a whole lot.
I mean,
lot.
The guy that's in a Where's Waldo outfit doesn't know where his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket
it's
is.
Somewhere. I got it. I mean, I got it.
Okay.
It's somewhere.
Well,
I got it.
Hopefully Shady holds on to his a little tighter. Let's talk to Frank and Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What are you thinking, Frank?
What's up?
Hey, listen, with all respect, and I can't believe no one's mentioned this yet. Stop. I didn't see him get defended not one time like he's been getting defended the last year. He didn't blitz him once to the right. Did you see him go once to the right for the ball? I don't remember one time he went to the right.
I think he threw a comeback to AJ on the right, but it was mostly left or middle on Sunday.
Yeah. But can you say that he got it looks like he got defended like totally opposite of what everyone's been doing to him.
So you're saying we should take it with a grain of salt, Frank? Is that it?
Well, of course. I mean, he did have like that one pocket was about 20 yards in a radius. I mean, you know, when he threw that deep ball, you were just talking about, look, he's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not. And these pushes, they better be an asterisk at the end of his career because when he's got two times the amount of the next guy, that's going to be a little weird.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be an asterisk.
He didn't mess him up.
Well, I know it's not, but there should be. I mean, when he's getting dragged in the end zone by a tight end and a running back, it's whatever. It's lame. It's really lame. When you got Saquon Barkley back there, I don't even know if he can throw a crossing route. A little crosser route to A.J. Brown with it 2 yards out. The window might be too small for him there, to be honest with you. And you're mumbling, but they do it every time.
Because it's effective. But why would they not? If it's effective.
It's effective, but if you're a great receiver and you can get that TD just as easy, you're A.J. Brown, you're going to be like, yo, man, like I can do this too.
No, I mean, Frank, listen, hold on.
Coping mechanism.
Sometimes my issue with the tush push is that
yours is about
dollars and cents. mine is when they have a third and eight and they run a play for 7 yards because they know the tush push is like there for them. I don't love that. And it's not a very aesthetically pleasing play to watch, but it works. Like, who can if it's 90% effective and they're on the goal line, why would they do anything else?
He was a touchdown vulture this weekend, though.
He's been his whole career.
I didn't like that, especially when I had some money on that thing.
I have advice for you. Start betting Jalen Hurts touchdowns.
That's not as fun.
Why?
Because, I mean, that is a given. Yeah. That's a given with the way that he be vulturing. He be pilfering touchdowns.
Is betting about fun or is it about winning money?
Well, it's about winning money.
There you go.
I might take a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown this weekend.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that? He's not going to do it.
The week you bet it, they don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way
that's
it works.
That's how it usually works.
Chris in Downingtown, I believe, is a Sixers season ticket holder. Hey, Chris.
Hello. First off, Hugh, I wouldn't take Jalen Hurts plus 110 for a touchdown when you can take anyone else plus 300. I'm with you on that one.
But you're more likely to win the bet on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want a lot of reward. Not a little reward.
You got to help me out with this because I don't understand.
Well, you know it. Like,
you're talking about the 300 plus 300 or 3
at the 3 to 1, okay, right? Yeah. So if it's an even.
3 to 1.
If it's plus 100, you bet 10 bucks, you win 10 bucks. Plus right. 300, you win 30 here.
See, Chris, I'm the person that when they bet, they bet the jersey. Or they bet the mascots. I'm the mascot better.
He wanted to bet Tobias Harris yesterday, and then got upset at us.
And no, they wouldn't let me bet it. They wouldn't let me. I could have won money on that. They wouldn't let me bet it.
I want to tell you guys, I'm the definition of insanity. We started 10 years ago trusting this process and got season tickets. It's turned into we wanted to cancel last year after the whole playoff and everything, and then we realized that we had already prepaid for the playoffs and started paying for 2025, and we were already $3,000 into our payments, so we couldn't cancel.
So, take us through how you're feeling right now, because obviously, as a season ticket holder, they are not telling us the truth about Embiid.
No, they're not, and I'm back to where I started, which was I had tickets, and nobody wanted my tickets. Oh, the Lakers are coming? Oh, you got tickets? Let me get the Lakers tickets. The only tickets people want from me are going to be anything that's the attraction is the other team, because we don't even know who's going to come out for our team. I go to a home opener, and I don't even get to see Embiid play. Like, I'm getting robbed left and right, and they're sitting – they already got my money. They got $8,000 sitting there. We split it up between a bunch of us, but we're all done. We're all – I'm finished. Like, I can't take this anymore.
Chris, I get it.
So what are you going to do? Like when it comes to the season ticket holder thing – like
in February,
you got,
I am not renewing.
Oh, okay. So they got their money already.
No, they have it for this year.
Yeah, that's
right. So you're on a payment plan throughout the year, and I have to tell them by February, which is great because in February we're going to be in the playoff run, right? Oh, here we are. We're going to be the fifth seed or fourth seed. Oh, here we're doing well. Okay, we're going to make a run for it. And then, all right, well, I don't want to cancel because, you know, I'm going to be there next year, and they're going to win it. I'm going to be there. Up. Nope, nothing happened. We lost in the first round. Oh, we lost in the first round. Oh, we lose. Oh, we lose.
Well, everyone has a boiling point, Chris. And I bet you and a lot of others, Chris, we appreciate the call, are there with the Sixers. So yesterday, I think Howard asked the question, you know, to Nick Nurse about the idea of, you know, about the fans and how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers are fined $100,000 by the NBA. I don't know where that money goes. But I would love if people got their money back for the games that the Sixers were not honest. Like, they can't control an injury. They can't control an injury, right?
Talking about the Paul George situation.
Yeah, or Embiid, right? They can't control that he's hurt or his knee is weak or whatever. But they can control the flow of information they're giving about their own players. And they misled people. There's no other way to say it. They misled people for weeks. They knew, if I had to guess conservatively, they knew 2 weeks before the opener he wasn't playing the opening game. They knew it. And they didn't tell anyone. So if you have tickets to that game, whether you bought them on the secondary market or you own them anyway, like our last caller, you should be annoyed. Give them their money back or a voucher for another game.
See, this is where, for me, it gets a little murky because I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of trust Coach Nurse a little bit.
But is he being forced to say what he says?
I think he's... For him, this situation has been fluid, and he's trying to figure it out. And I think he just sits up there. I just have a feeling this is more on Joel. And it's part of the organization, but this is more on Joel. I think Joel has – for whatever reason, I think that Joel has his crew and his trainers or whatever to say, no, he can't go today. It just feels like that to me. It feels like more so that, and the team is held hostage from this because – and they don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's probably some of that. There's been a lot of that over the years. But someone's got to be the adult in the room. I mean, like, and it's obviously not, they don't have one. I mean, that's the problem. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, I think I need some advice here from Hugh. Because, you know, it came up earlier that, you know, we're sacrificing for Soto as a station. Great.
Wait a minute. I was like, where the hell is that music coming from?
You scared?
No, I was a little. I thought my phone was acting up again. I was like, wait a minute.
I would have gave you a dirty look if that was.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't like that. So it came up earlier. So, you know, afternoon show unveiled Sacrifice for Soto. I think it's a great idea. And I'm willing to, you know, change my name. I'll go from Joe Giglio to Juan Giglio to kind of welcome Juan Soto to Philadelphia if the Phillies do indeed sign him. Of course, you know, I got to broach the subject at home. I have to tell my family, tell my wife that my name legally would be different. Hugh, you have any advice for me on how I should kind of go about that?
Well, first of all, you kind of messed up already because you let the people on air know before you told your wife
so
that you was even thinking about this.
That's Jack's fault.
That's a problem.
I mean, Jack brought that to the air before I was prepared to go to the air. So then when am I supposed to do that?
So now I suggest that you go immediately because here's the bad part about it.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, there's some of her coworkers listened to the show, right?
Oh, this has probably already made its way around.
Oh, so you need to go home immediately, and you need to explain this in the best way that you possibly can. But the advice would have been before this happened. This is one of those ones you need to roll out right before dinner or right when you know you and the kids are hanging out and everybody's kind of like doing like crafted arts and craft time or whatever, homework.
We carved pumpkins last night.
Yeah. You should have said, hey, you know what? You know, we're doing, you know, me and Hugh, we're thinking about doing this show bit. Say it in a joking way. Mm. That's what you should have did. He said, yeah, I'm thinking about changing my name. And just let it breathe. Just don't say nothing else.
Just throw it out there.
And let her say, oh, you know, and let her mill that around a little bit. That would have been the best thing to do. And if she comes back to it, then you'll say, I would have said something like, oh, well, you know, it might not happen because, you know, he's going to ask for a whole lot of money. Da, 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 da. Like, you got to soft sell it. But now, Joe, because I'm pretty sure if they've told your wife, she's probably gone back to listen to what was actually said.
Yeah, like when I said I would change my name to
yes.
Juan. So
now you got a whole problem when you get home.
There's also this, you know, you could do things different ways, right? You could get ahead of it, or you could wait to see if cross that bridge when you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a real chance the Phillies don't sign Juan Soto, so we just kind of lay low until he signs with whoever he signs with.
No, but you put it like,
and then we go you know all in.
No,
once
but this
he's here.
This is the problem because you put it out there on the show today. Which she probably went back on the Odyssey app to listen to.
Which everyone should, by the way.
Yeah. And she's listening to what you're saying. See, this is the problem I used to have when I was trying to date, because I quit trying to date. It's hard doing this job and trying to date.
And that outfit couldn't help.
This outfit ain't helping at all. But what happens is people tend to forget that this is, you know, this is art. We're trying to be entertaining.
Yeah.
But you, my friend, you made a bet that you're going to have to kind of live up to. So now she doesn't understand that.
Right, but there's
you
some,
need to explain
there's
that.
Some qualifications. My initials wouldn't change. Still JG. That
Joe,
doesn't change at all.
That is not, that dog is not going to hunt.
It's
you're going to have a
it's
whole
a very
problem.
Small change.
You're going to have a whole problem.
It's just a few
home.
Letters here
she
or there.
She didn't marry Juan.
Letter. No.
She didn't marry Juan.
Everyone can still call me Joe. I mean,
I'm calling you Juan.
I know you are.
Joe, I'm gonna call
but
you
everyone
Juan.
Else can still call me Joe.
Joe, I'm going to call you Juan every day. If you change your
my
name.
Question is, what do your kids do when they see the mail?
I actually think that's the biggest issue.
And it
issue.
Says Juan Julio.
Yeah, because I actually think that's the biggest hurdle I have to get through.
Juan.
Because then they're going to think they could change their names too, like on a whim, right? Like, who do you want to change your name today? Change your name. But we shouldn't be doing that. So I've set a bad example. But I want Juan Soto here.
Juan!
If people don't get this by now, I'm trying to get Juan Soto to Philadelphia. That's it. I mean, like, that's the objective. Sometimes you got to deal with some other things along the way. Kyle, should I be taking life advice from a guy dressed the way he was today?
Yes.
See, that guy, he looks ridiculous.
You're being real serious and real reflective with me.
No way.
Wearing a Where's
take
Waldo
it,
outfit.
Take it from a guy who's been talked to like a 2-year-old by his wife
I wonder
plenty
why.
Of times.
You're dressed as Waldo.
And he's divorced now because he screwed that up. You don't want to be me. I'm just saying.
I'm picturing you being in trouble, like hanging your head down in shame with the Waldo outfit on.
No, it would. No, I remember when Simona, when she used to get mad at me, she never really yelled, except for that one time. She, I thought she was about to kill me. But either way, neither here nor there. But she would always talk to me and let me work through what I did and make me, and she had a knack of making me feel real stupid. Like when I said so at the point I was like, well, okay, maybe that was the case, you know. So it might not be like that for you, but I feel like you need to go home immediately after you get off of work. And you'd be like, hey, you know, just tell her about the bit and do your best to get past that. But I just don't think that dog's gonna hunt. I think she's gonna have a real problem. Mm. With you being Juan Gilio.
Well, again, this is out of
you're going to confuse a lot of people.
It's out of my control. This is on the Phillies, and it's on Scott Boras. You make it sound like I'm not doing anything. I'm just reacting to what they do.
No, you're up. She's going to feel like you're trying to up the ante.
Well, I now am she's, for the Phillies.
She's probably now trying to gather as much information. Because, you know, the funny part about when people tell stories, when they get it from secondhand, honey, or girl, Joe on the air talking about changing his name. She's like, what? What you mean? Not my Joe, not my husband. That's something that we need to talk about. And since you ain't talked about it, that's going to be your biggest mistake right there.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it to her, and she heard it secondhand. That's going to be a problem, a hurdle that you're probably
See,
not going to get over.
You keep focusing on what I've done wrong. I'm looking for now. Wait,
no,
I'm
Joe,
looking for now the
Joe,
moving forward.
Every red-blooded American man out there that has been in this situation will tell you it's not the fact that you're doing it. It's the fact that you didn't tell her.
Can we be honest? There's no red blooded American man that has offered to change his name from Joe to Juan to get the Phillies to sign Juan Soto. I'm the only one.
I'm just saying stupid stuff. Like, I'm not saying what you're doing is stupid. But I'm just saying when we mess up, it's not so much. I mean, it is that we messed up, but it's like you didn't discuss the mess up.
You have a lot of experience in this realm. It's just very hard to take you seriously right now in that outfit. Like, you know, anything you're saying to me, it's hard.
It's gonna hit hard when she says, it's gonna hurt too when she says, it's like I don't even know you. Like, that one hurts. When you get hit with, it's like I don't even know you, and would she's going
to
say it.
Would be that be the time to throw in the joke? Well, you can get to know Juan.
No, that probably would. You probably shouldn't do that either, though. I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
Mrs. Gillio, if you're listening, this is kind of what we do. We got a Kyle's a bully. Joe hijacked my
actually, this was a, this
I'm not
was
a bully.
This was a Lakin thing. This was a Lakin thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, our boss is a bully.
Because we threw it out just like that was the first idea that came to my head. Like, I'll change my name to Juan. And he was like, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, if this goes south, this is
delete and tweet Hugh.
Yeah.
That's a bully move.
You're someone to talk. I mean, you're the one out here. I told you someone to buy it.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I just find the irony.
215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls up next segment. Are you ready to say Super Bowl for the Eagles? Are you ready to call them a real contender? Juan Soto is officially a free agent. Plus, you got to hear Cowboys players, two of them, talk about NFL quarterbacks. And they rank the best ones right now. They left a certain quarterback off their list. You're going to hear that next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. That sounds really good. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.